Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. The Senate Department of the Interior wants to increase security in Berlin's parks. Interior Senator Iris Sprenger told the Morgan Post that the department is already developing solutions with the districts in a joint working group, and that the goal is a unified concept to get crime under control. She added that she believes at a certain point an alcohol ban must be imposed, and if necessary, parks will have to be fenced off or closed. There were several incidents of violence in Berlin's parks last summer, and several police operations over the past few weeks as well. Both on the first weekend of June and last weekend, police had to clear the James Simon Park in Mitte. The working group with the districts was created at Sprenger's request, and its representatives met for the first time last week. Yesterday, Health Senator Ulrike Gothe presented plans to the Berlin Senate for what corona rules could look like for this coming autumn and winter. According to the Berliner Zeitung, the meeting document states, quote, "In view of the experience of the last 2.5 years, basic measures for the entire population are necessary in the event of a renewed sharp rise in the incidence of infection or the substantial appearance of new virus variants of concern. Because vaccinated individuals and children very rarely become severely ill, the focus is on preventing disease, especially in adults, and preventing long COVID." Unquote. Therefore, Health Senator Gothe can envision these corona rules for the autumn and winter. Wearing a medical or FFP2 mask on public transit should be extended. The reintroduction of the medical or FFP2 masks in retail settings should be considered depending on the incidence of infection. The wearing of a medical or FFP2 mask and, if necessary, in combination with a current test certificate for visitors and staff of hospitals and care facilities. Testing routinely in areas of medical and nursing care of vulnerable groups. Continued isolation of ill and infected persons. Maintaining rules of ventilation, adherence to hand hygiene, cough and sneeze etiquette, and distancing. And if applicable, regulate access to indoor events and gatherings only when wearing a mask. Self-isolation and implementation of testing when signs of illness appear. The generous use of home office opportunities. And a recommendation on the possible need for booster vaccination along with influenza vaccination could be made by the STIKO. In view of the shortage of teachers, an elementary school in Prenzlauer Berg wants to break new ground. As reported by the Berliner Morgenpost, according to a concept developed by the school's management, classes are to start 1/2 hour later and lessons are to be shortened by 5 minutes to 40 minutes. In this way, the education program at the Kollwitzplatz school should be able to be maintained overall, even with shortage of teaching staff. A letter from the school management to parents states that the implementation of the concept is planned for the coming school year and will be accompanied by an evaluation at the end of the 2 semesters. The regular start of classes is also to be postponed to 8:30 a.m. It's reported that during the first hour, personnel problems are more serious because at this early time, many part-time teachers do not yet have their own children taken care of. The new concept is not a done deal, however. All parties still have to agree. And according to the Education Administration, schools may decide on a starting time themselves by means of a school conference resolution. The Education Administration will continue to support voluntary corona tests in Berlin schools after the summer vacations. This current practice will continue into the new school year starting on August 22nd and was decided after consultations with the Hygiene Advisory Board in coordination with other committees. Accordingly, students will continue to have the opportunity to be tested twice at school and once at home on weekends. As an additional safety measure, students will be asked to take a self-test at home on the evenings of Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st before school starts. The aim is to detect a possible infection at an early stage before students attend school that Monday. Students will be given two self-tests from the school's inventory for this purpose. And those who participate in summer school or attend after-school care during vacations will also be given the opportunity to voluntarily test themselves twice a week. According to Education Senator Astrid Sabuna-Busa, there are enough rapid tests available at the schools, and per the Education Administration, this also applies to the autumn and winter. The background of the approach is the fear that a summer wave will result in more people being infected while on vacation, for example. Additionally, per RBB reporting, experts assume that corona numbers will rise in the autumn. For protection and hygiene measures at schools that go beyond mandatory testing, such as mandatory masking, per the Education Administration, the Infection Protection Act would have to be amended at the federal level. As we previously reported on Berlin Briefing, mandatory testing in Berlin's schools was suspended in favor of voluntary on June the 7th. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.